Here are questions arising from our first reading and psalm today. Do you want to be cursed, like the person who trusts only in human beings? Do you want to be like a barren bush in the wasteland, enjoying no change of season? Do you want to be like a bush in a lava remains, after a volcano erupts and everything is left covered with lava, dark and black and hard? Do you want to be like a bush in a lava remains in the uninhabited wilderness? Or do you want to be like a tree planted beside water that is nourished by the nearby stream? Do you want to be like that tree, staying green and alive even in great heat? Do you want to be like that tree, producing fruit even when drought strikes? If we don't want spiritually to be like a barren, dying bush in the wilderness, and we do want spiritually to be like the rich, green, nourished tree by the stream, then we want to be disciples of Jesus Christ, who is the source of life-giving water, that is, life-giving, eternal, spiritual nourishment. And our purpose as a parish community, with the holy sacrifice of the Mass at our center, is to help each one of us thrive as alive, vibrant disciples of Jesus Christ, even allowing our life in the Holy Spirit to affect others and help Jesus bring them to life. Arising from our ongoing involvement with the Amazing Parish Movement, we have an opportunity as a parish to use an instrument that can help us study and build discipleship in our parish. I am speaking about the Disciple Maker Index, which I'll call DMI, the Disciple Maker Index, DMI. The DMI is a way for parish staff and leaders to get a read on the current faith life and faith needs of our parishioners. The DMI was created by the Catholic Leadership Institute, which is well known across the United States, since for decades it has sponsored a program to help pastors become better leaders and administrators. For example, Father Philman, my beloved predecessor, went through the Good Shepherd's Good Leaders program of this same Catholic Leadership Institute. It is well respected. The DMI survey was presented this past fall to parish leaders in our diocese who attended an Amazing Parish Conference. How did the DMI come into existence? The Catholic Leadership Institute gathered 100 bishops, priests, diocesan officials, peer leaders, authors, and thought leaders, such as Sherry Waddell and Matthew Kelly, etc., people who are on the cutting edge of Catholic evangelism and dynamic Catholicism today. They were invited to a two-day think tank on parish engagement, which produced some initial hypotheses. Then a parish survey was crafted, which was shared with 15 bishops for feedback and editing. These also are bishops well known for their leadership in dynamic Catholicism. The survey was first administered in 2014, and to date has received more than 100,000 responses. The purpose of the DMI survey is to provide a tool that will help us equip and call forth disciple makers, people who bring others to know Jesus. We want to build promoters of the faith and promoters of our parish so that they can spread the message of the parish as a place of community where we encounter Jesus on a personal level. The survey questions are grouped into categories such as your Catholic journey, your parish connections, your personal religious beliefs, the various ways you participate in parish life and the Catholic faith, and your family faith life. For each question, you simply check a box which indicates your level of agreement with the question based on a 1-5 scale. Simple. In this weekend's bulletins, and for the next month, you will see the website link for filling out the survey. It only takes 10 to 15 minutes. The survey runs for 1 month, starting this Monday through March 18th. We hope that every adult 18 years and older fills out the survey. The more responses, the better. Adult children living at home, for instance, should each complete a survey. The survey can also be taken in Spanish. Anybody homebound will automatically get a paper copy from us to fill out and return in a self-addressed stamped envelope. Hard copy format is readily available as well at each campus for anybody who prefers that. On your way out today, if you know you need a hard copy version, the ushers can give you one. But we hope most people will fill out the survey online. Call the parish office with any practical questions about the survey. Please, please fill out the survey and encourage every other adult around you in the parish to do so as well. We in the parish office will not see your answers. Everything will be tabulated anonymously at the Catholic Leadership Institute. The reports generated, I believe, will be very, very helpful in giving me a still deeper feel for the spiritual life of our parishioners. I think the surveys could also be a great opportunity for each one of us to have an honest conversation with the Lord about what He and His Church mean to us. As a result, there could be some new initiatives in the parish to help serve needs that become apparent. We all know that the parish is much more than the pastor or the pastoral staff. We all take ownership of this parish, and here is an excellent opportunity to participate in a way that will help us move as a parish spiritually to the next level. In an age where almost every religious institution across the country is experiencing decline, here is an opportunity to give the Catholic faith life in Paulding County a boost. Please take the time to fill out the survey. Again, our parish as purpose, with the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass at our center, is to help each one of us thrive as alive, vibrant disciples of Jesus Christ, even allowing our life in the Holy Spirit to affect others and helping Jesus bring them to life. As we approach our Lord and Savior in the Eucharist today, let's thank Him for the life we already know in Him, and hope for still more spiritual richness. Amen.